Hi there, and welcome back to the Bible Project podcast. We're at part 36 of our lengthy journey together through the book of Genesis, and we're looking at just Genesis chapter 3, verse 20, and I've called today's episode, An Earthquake in Paradise. I would remind you that the transcript of all the podcasts is available on the audio version of the podcast on the Buzzsprout website, or if you've downloaded it in an app store, it should be available in the podcast notes section when you look at the episode notes themselves. So I wonder if any of you listening to this, wherever you are in the world, have ever experienced an earthquake. We had a few recently here where I live, during the period that some drilling was going on for shale gas quite nearby. I can't say I really noticed them. I'm fortunate to live in one of the most earthquake-free areas of the world. But I do remember about 30 years ago, when I was driving through a nearby town called Blackpool, I felt a bump as if my car had gone over a large pothole. I got out and I could see nothing on the road that would account for that, as the road appeared completely smooth. It was only when I got home I heard in the news that Blackpool had experienced an earthquake that day. Someone told me, a colleague of theirs who loves to sit at their desk perched and balanced backward on the two chair legs at the back with their feet on the desk, fell over that day, but that was the extent of the damage on what we call the File Coast earthquake. Now, if you live in Southern California or Japan, I'm sure your experience of an earthquake might be much more dramatic and very different, catastrophic even, maybe. Sometimes things can be destroyed to such an extent it seems impossible that things will ever get back to normal again. It seems to me that that's something that could be said of the Garden of Eden experience that is going on here. You see, Adam had disobeyed God, and that act of disobedience was like a spiritual earthquake that destroyed everything that had gone before. It devastated things to such an extent that Paul, writing about it, says in Romans chapter 8 that since then the earth has groaned to be redeemed. You see, our fundamental relationship between humanity and God was broken that day. Adam's relationship with his wife was also fractured that day, and even the relationship within himself was damaged critically that day. Then on top of that, he and Eve were thrown out of the Garden of Eden, and God actually put angels in charge so that they could not regain entry. Maybe the question in Adam and Eve's mind at this point was, can this ever be fixed? Can things ever be restored? In a sense, perhaps we should ask the same question. And I think that's a fascinating question. So over the next few podcasts, we're going to pick up the story after God had pronounced his judgment on Satan and Eve and Adam. You see, earlier in Genesis chapter 3, we've been told in detail about Satan's temptation of Eve. We have also been told how Eve and Adam succumbed to the temptation, and we also saw what God did to them as a result of what happens. But now, in verse 20, he says this: Adam named his wife Eve because she would become the mother of all the living. Now, if you're following along from the flow of the chapter that we've covered previously, this verse really, in a sense, kind of seems out of order with things. Where did it come from, and why is it placed here? If we go back a few verses, we'll have heard a couple of podcasts back the text telling us, to the woman he said, I will make your pain in childbearing very severe. With painful labour you will give birth to children. That's Genesis 3:16. But please note, earlier God promised that Eve would bear children. But by the time we get to this verse we're looking at today, they still don't have any children. Adam knew that God had promised they were going to have children, and furthermore, back in verse 19, God said to Adam, by the sweat of your brow you shall eat your food until you return to the ground. So looking back, it says in verse 16, he says Eve is going to bear children, and then in verse 19 he says, by the way, you're going to die. So all Adam knows at this point is that somewhere between the promise that God gave Eve and his eventual death, he and Eve were going to have children. Now, if you get into the flow of the passage with that in mind, then reread verse 20. It makes sense, because you remember Adam said he called his wife Eve, and it was Adam who named his wife Eve because he believed she would be the mother of the living. In other words, by calling her Eve, he is giving her a name that means giver of life. He is reminding himself and her of God's promise that she's going to become a mother. I think verse 20 now fits the context, because it is there to illustrate the fact that Adam believed God's promise. Now, having made that point, I can't but help make another. You see, what salvation comes down to is just simply believing the promises of God. Salvation is nothing more than being fully convinced that what God promised, he will deliver, and he is able and willing to do that. The essence of faith is being fully convinced that what God promised, he is able to perform. To put it simply as I can possibly do, we just need to learn to take God at his word. And whatever the outcome at the end of it, God can still and will be glorified. So we look more closely at these promises and how they pan out over the next couple of episodes. I look forward to seeing you here next time. Okay, everyone, that's it for this time. Thank you for joining me. Now, the place to go to connect to this and any other ministries I'm involved in is the podcast notes section of the audio podcast on the Buzzsprout website, or by looking in the episode notes section on whatever app provider you use. Within that, you'll not only find the transcript of each talk, but you'll also find links to all the ministries and the way to connect with us, including the Facebook page, my YouTube channel, and links both to this, the daily podcast, and the Living in Faith Everyday podcast, which is a weekly roundup of all the various Bible study and talks that I'm doing over the period of the preceding week. You'll also find links there to my SoundCloud and my Bandcamp page, where I create the background music and the sound design of these broadcasts. But with that, all I'd like to say is thank you for joining me, and I hope to join with you again very soon.